News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
It's 8 minutes past eight on News Talk Breakfast. Once in a generation, that's what the government's new citizenship scheme is being called. It will regularise thousands of undocumented migrants living in Ireland and their families too. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, joined us. Minister, tell us exactly what you're proposing and why you're proposing it.
Well, first, maybe I just ask people to think about something. There are potentially thousands of people living within our communities. Many of us don't know who they are. Their children are in our schools, they're working, they're paying taxes, they're contributing not just economically, but they're contributing to our society, but they're undocumented. And I think we could apply that to people here, but also we think of people we know ourselves in America and across the world, and they're living in the shadows to some extent, or they're going about, they're part of the community, they're contributing, they're not able to live their lives to the full. And this scheme is going to allow those people to become regularised. It's going to give them a path towards citizenship in this country because they're already here. They're already living here. They're already part of the fabric of our society. And really what we're doing is exactly what we would ask of our own citizens across the world as well. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime scheme. It will open in the new year in the month of January. And I'm asking anyone who finds themselves in this situation, because many of these people, they don't come forward, they don't engage with the Gardaí if they've been a victim of crime. Some of them haven't even come forward to get vaccinated or to be tested because of fear of possibly being deported or the situation they might find themselves in. We're going to encourage people to come forward. We'll go through their application and hopefully at the end of this we'll have thousands of people who will be regularised and their status will be regularised and they can hopefully come out of the shadows that they've been living in.
Why now? Is it related to the plans to ultimately bring an end to direct provision?
No, I mean, yes, there will be people that can apply for the scheme who are in direct provision. But this is a commitment that we've made as a government. This is a commitment that I've made as minister to bring forward this scheme as quickly as possible. And it's the right thing to do. As I said, these people are here. They're living in Ireland now. They're part of our community. Their children are in their schools. And this is the right thing to do. You have some people who are here over a decade. You have people who are here many years. They haven't been able to travel home. They haven't been able to see their family, because while some of them are here with family, some of them have come here maybe for a better life. And we want to be able to improve their life, and we want to be able to do the right thing for them. So that's why we're doing this now. Yes, there will be people who are in the international protection system that will benefit from this, but that will actually be a small cohort. We'll open the scheme in January. I've been engaging with NGOs and organisations, and what will happen then is that obviously we'll try to engage with as many people as possible to encourage them to come forward. We're making the scheme as easy as possible for people, because many of these, you know, I suppose might not have the documentation that they would need if for a normal scheme. So we're trying to make this as easy as possible. But as I said, this is the right thing to do. And I'm really pleased that we're able to do this now in the new year.
Some people will say this is rewarding illegality.
Well, look, what I would say is that these people are here and now. They're working and they're living in our community. They're part of our community. And I don't think there's a single person in Ireland who doesn't know somebody themselves who's living in another country. They may not have intended to go there illegally, because this scheme, it's not just for people who have arrived and have never had documentation. These are for people where they've had documentation. They've potentially, for some reason, you know, they've lost that, or they don't have it anymore for whatever reason. This is about trying to regularise those. This is about trying to make sure that they can become a full part of our society, because they're already here. These are not new people who are going to come into the country seeking some sort of a scheme to regularise them.
So you would reject any suggestion there could be a pull factor that might come into play if you're interested? People say, oh, they've done this before and they've done it now, they might do it again.
Absolutely not. So anyone who applies for this scheme has to be living in Ireland. 4 years, that becomes three then if they have dependent children. So you're not going to have people coming into the country, say in January, looking to apply through the scheme. This is a once in a generation scheme. We haven't had anything like this before. While we've had smaller schemes, maybe for students where they've had visas expire, we've never had anything like this. And this is going to deal with people who are potentially a decade or more living here. As I've said, they're part of our community. So this is not about rewarding any type of behaviour. This is about, for me, doing the right thing. This is about making sure that these people know that they are now part of our society. And that many of them can use this time to I suppose it can be reckonable time towards citizenship. And we've seen in recent times the thousands of people who've received their citizenship and how important it is to them and how important it is to us as a country as well.
Okay. Minister, just before we let you go, just can I ask you a couple of other things about other issues? Just some breaking news this morning. You may not even be aware of this yourself. It's only come to our attention in the last few moments. Aer Lingus apparently saying that the government has delayed the introduction of PCR and antigen testing for air and sea passengers. It's obviously news to us. Are you aware of this and what the reasons might be for this?
So my understanding is that regulations are being introduced and there may have been some slight delay just in the signing off of regulations, but it's not an intentional delay. Obviously, there's a lot of work has to go into regulations to sign them between a number of different departments. So it's not that there's an intentional delay here, but that will be rectified and will be signed off on today is my understanding. So it just takes time, unfortunately. Some of these, they go between various different departments, but they will be introduced.
It's procedural happened. More than any issue about what may be being proposed. Is that correct?
Absolutely. What we agreed at Cabinet was that we would have not just PCR, but also antigen testing for anybody coming into the country from the third. There has been a slight delay, but that is very much just procedural and it will continue as.
Okay. Can I ask you, and again, I know the Cabinet has to make a decision on it, NPHET seems to be suggesting a whole series of new restrictions, reduced capacity for pubs and indoor hospitality, a limit on the number of households that can mix, limits on the size of groups in pubs and restaurants, public transport back to 50% capacity. Do you understand the need for those further restrictions? I know the government hasn't made a decision on that yet.
Well, what I would say is I actually haven't seen this advice. This letter hasn't been given to government, so it hasn't been seen. So I appreciate there's a lot of speculation. There's sure. A lot of things that seem to be in the media today. I'm not sure it's helpful for me to comment when I haven't seen the letter. And I actually don't know if that's exactly what we're talking about here. I will, of course, take on board the recommendations, whatever they are from NPHET. But having not seen the advice, I'm not sure it would be helpful for me to comment.
Okay.
But I would say in general, though, and I know you're asking more in general, where are we at the moment? Hospital numbers are stabilising, which is really positive. At the same time, we're still dealing with the Delta variant. It's very clear that the numbers are still not as low as we would like them to be. So whether or not that requires slightly more restrictions, again, we have to see what it is that NPHET are recommending. And of course, we'll take that on board as we always have.
Okay. Just very finally, Cillian de Gascoigne saying yesterday he was hopeful schools will reopen after Christmas. Are you hopeful or can you give a more categorical assurance than that?
I want to absolutely assure people that our schools will open. This is not just about our children. This is really, well, first and foremost, this is better children and making sure that they continue to get their education. This is also about the mental health of our families. I think that the impact that this has on everybody in the family when children are not in school is huge. So this is absolutely a priority to make sure that our children are back in school come January.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.